The Lenten Devotional for Friday, March 29th, 2019, by Daniel J. DeBrucker, graduate student at Union Theological Seminary in New York City, and a national organizer with the Presbyterian Network to End Homelessness. The scripture reading for the day is John chapter 8, verses 33 to 47. "We are not illegitimate children. We have one Father, God Himself," Jesus said to them. "If God were your Father, you would love me, for I came from God and now I am here. I did not come on my own, but he sent me." From verses 41 to 42. During these 40 days of reflection on Jesus' death for our sins and the renewal of our baptismal commitment, a lot is at stake. Are we following Jesus or our own sinful desires? My work with homeless and low-income individuals allows me to ask this question of myself when I am on the streets. Jesus tells us, "Everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin," from John 8:34. When we pass by someone in need in order to take care of our own needs first, that is sin. And the slave has no permanent place in the household, from verse 35. When we feed the hungry, house the homeless, put clothes on the naked, we are following Jesus, who invited all to feast at the table. A couple of years ago in Portland, I stopped under a bridge to escape an approaching rainstorm. There I met Charlie. Charlie had lost his home and family, but not his dignity. Charlie had also lost his church. It had kicked him out because of his substance use and joblessness, but not his faith. We prayed, and when I asked him about what he missed about church, his response was communion. He knew that his sins were hurting himself and others, and it had been close to 20 years since he had taken communion. I told him to hang on, then brought a pastor friend some coffee and a sandwich, and the three of us, under the bridge, shared communion. We all cried, then Charlie blessed us on our way. I left with the amazing feeling that we had pleased God, and the Spirit was alive in Charlie. Charlie had prayed for our visit for nearly 2 decades. Isn't it amazing how the Holy Spirit works? Let us pray. Creator and Sustainer, here we are, thanking you for the day of Easter ahead and the laughter of your children of all ages. Lord, we sometimes fall off the wagon and think of ourselves before others, including the strangers we have yet to meet. You remind us of this failing, yet stick by us through all our errors. Lord, we are blessed to be children in your kingdom, and though we are not perfect, we know you understand and are there to guide us. Please keep our brothers and sisters safe. Give us the hope we are seeking, and remind us of our baptism, especially during this Lenten season. In your holy name we pray. Amen.